This is GQDN for Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Go to the checkout line and put in the promo word quest. Once you do, you will get 25% off of your purchase. That includes the tumblers that they have too. And some of the other stuff that they got. Well, also by patreon.com/thegroupquest. That's all of you. You fine, fine people. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a bit of a refund. Not from us. We have some game developers needing your help. And a little bit of system shock. But today, we start with the Summer Game Fest. Oh boy. And the summergamefest.com did say that it's coming. You can get your tickets via Ticketmaster, because Ticketmaster is saying that Friday, June 7th at 2 p.m. at the YouTube Theater, Inglewood, California, is where it's going to be held. So that's in 54 days. 2 months away. Yeah, it's getting close. Tickets can be sold next week, I believe? No. I'm sorry, goes on sale May 7th. And you could watch the live stream on a whole bunch of different places. Yep, that's coming. But that's not the only thing that's coming. Esports Insider said that the World Cyber Games 2024 Festival will be held in Jakarta. Now, this is being held by the Big Picture Interactive. They are the organizers of the World Cyber Games Festival. And like I said, it'll be in Jakarta, Indonesia. And that will have a lot of different game announcements to it, some influencer activations, a whole bunch of stuff. That will be August 31st through to September 2nd. And I bet we'll have all the news about that one as well. So June and August. Gotcha. Now we get to some other interesting things. So if you have a PlayStation, like I do, there was an update to the PlayStation Store yesterday. Yes, yesterday. So, and I should have seen this. In the March, PlayStation Plus Essential lineup is Destiny 2, The Witch Queen, EA Sports F1 23, Hello Neighbor, and Sifu. There are a bunch of different games going to PlayStation 4 and 5, so I'm not going to go through all of them. But they would include Ancient Weapon Holly, Date Journal, Evil Eyes, Hex Gambit, Respawn, Metaball, Stalker, Call of Praet, Clear Sky, and Shadow of Chernobyl. So those three Stalker games. Time Rift, and it ends with Extrem Command. That's just in the US. If you're in the EU, go check out your page, and thank you, PlayStation Lifestyle, for that update. Cool. What else is cool? And all you Fortnite players may love this. According to GameSpot.com, Epic is refunding some of the players who bought two of the emotes. And they are refunding the side shuffle and the Juby side emotes from Fortnite. So, in a future shot update, players will be able to purchase both emotes in a bundle for 600 V-Bucks. Now, the only difference between the two emotes is the music that's played while they are performed. And the emotes debuted in Fortnite with a two-year separation. So let's say one, I don't know the exact dates of those emotes, but let's say one was brought out in, say, 2021, and the other one was brought out 2023. Those may not be the dates, just saying. But yep, you can get your refunds. Now we go to Games Radar, because the RuneScape creator is making a new MMO after 23 years of not doing it. So, Adam Grower, co-founder of RuneScape studio Jagex, did say that the studio, Fan Research, has been working on an MMO called Brighter Shores. And the press release did confirm that the project has been in the works for a decade, along with the new FenForge engine. Now, Brighter Shores will look like the RuneScape game, but they think that it'll be, quote, smoother and more enjoyable, end quote. And they get into a little bit of why they made this game. And that is because they are, quote, opposed to the onslaught of microtransactions and modern MMOs and free-to-play games, end quote. Now, the first trailer was indeed released today. And GamesRadar did think that it was both, quote, cozy and relaxing, end quote. That's what they said. But Brighter Shores will release on PC and Mac via Steam later this year. Now, it'll be free to play, but Fan Research will have an all-inclusive premium pass that will cater to players who are looking for some extra quests, adventures, and stories, along with some added features. It's a pay, like a player, they're trading special character names, stuff like that. So what Garo did say in a press release, quote, creating this game has been a real labor of love. At times, it felt like insurmountably ambitious task, so it's amazing to finally see it coming together the way I hoped. I can't wait to see the world full of players enjoying what we have created. Good luck to them. Now, Power World needs your help. Why? Well, rockpapershotgun.com words was saying that they need you to find some bugs in the Power World testing program. So, while you're playing this survival game, you can sign up via the Google form, and Power World creator Pocket Pear was stressing that, quote, the testing branch is not intended for free play or experiencing new content early. So we hope that only those of you genuinely interested in bug hunting and testing will apply, end quote. But they continued writing on their Discord. Further quote, currently we have some exciting new content lined up, but we're looking for players who can help us test these things and provide feedback about it. Please note that the testing environment is very important for us to find and eliminate bugs and issues before reassessing content to the public. So we would appreciate it if you only signed up if you were committed to the testing. Now, we go to the esports corner just for a second. Yeah, I'm a little bit all over the place today, but hey, that's the news. According to PC Gamer, somebody came back, or re-signed, actually, with Team Vitality. And that is the Counter-Strike player Matthew Zeo Herbault. And Team Vitality is located in France. So when they landed this French guy, they were uber happy about it. So where did they put him? They put him on a throne, golden throne, that is modeled after all of the guns that is found in CSGO. And after that, Team Vitality, after the contract was signed, set up on X, or Twitter, the king is staying, and he's staying until 2026. So CSGO Team Vitality is going to shock everybody. Yep, that was deliberate, because System Shock, PS5, and Xbox Series X pre-orders are live now. So System Shock was one of the bigger hits on PC last year, but now it's making its debut on both PlayStation and Xbox on May 21st. You can pre-order the game $50 for this first-person shooter on PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X, and they're on Amazon right now. Now, if you have a PC or a Steam Deck, System Shock is available for $22 during the Fanatical Spring Sale. And that's nearly 50% off of the $40 list price on PC. But you get a free game for spending over $12 during the sale. So yeah, the sale's going on too. Go check out the spring sale. I know it's not there. Maybe it will be later on. According to NintendoEverything.com, Macross Shooting Insight is coming to the West. Basically, it's coming to us. So Red Art Games is now localizing Macross for the English release, and it will be available later on this year. Now, Macross will be the first entry in the series to launch in North America. The shooting title was made by Community Games. So, a first-person shooter going to Switch. Nice. We try to be nice to you, too. We are Group Quest You can find us at GroupQuest on Twitter, and we are part of the Dawn Forge Network. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.